Brazza's English Course, Book 9, Lesson 7.
Dialogue 4. An unexpected visitor for dinner. Listen.
My, those fried shrimp were delicious. Aren't there any left?
I'm afraid not. They were really good and the tossed salad came out much better than I had expected.
There goes the bell. I'll get it. Oh, it's you, Bob. How you doing, buddy? Long time no see.
Fine, Pete, just fine. I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by. Don't tell me I've interrupted your dinner. What's cooking, seafood?
Well, it's shrimp, but...
Great, Pete. It's as if you knew I was coming. I love shrimp. It's my favorite dish. Oh, hi, Alice. I've heard you're an excellent cook. Peter always raves about the fantastic things you make.
Well, you know how Peter likes to brag. Listen, Bob, sit down and let me fix you a drink. Would you like your scotch straight or on the rocks? We've got some wine, too, if you'd prefer that.
No thanks. I haven't had a drink for quite a while. I used to be a heavy drinker, but not anymore.
I'm sure Alice can whip up a quick meal for you, right, Alice?
Of course. Maybe an omelet.
But what about the shrimp? I'm dying to try some.
I'm sorry, Bob, but there's none left. There's some leftover onion soup from yesterday if you'd like that. If not, I can fry some eggs or make that omelet.
I'm afraid I finished off the soup and had the eggs for my midnight snack.
Well, Bob, you can see who does all the eating in this house. I'll just pop a TV dinner into the microwave oven and you can have dessert and coffee with us when you finish. Now repeat.
My, those fried shrimp were delicious. Aren't there any left?
I'm afraid not. They were really good and the tossed salad came out much better than I had expected.
There goes the bell. I'll get it. Oh, it's you, Bob. How you doing, buddy? Long time no see.
Fine, Pete, just fine. I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by. Don't tell me I've interrupted your dinner. What's cooking, seafood?
Well, it's shrimp, but...
Great, Pete. It's as if you knew I was coming. I love shrimp. It's my favorite dish. Oh, hi, Alice. I've heard you're an excellent cook. Peter always raves about the fantastic things you make.
Well, you know how Peter likes to brag. Listen, Bob, sit down and let me fix you a drink. Would you like your scotch straight or on the rocks? We've got some wine, too, if you'd prefer that.
No thanks. I haven't had a drink for quite a while. I used to be a heavy drinker, but not anymore.
I'm sure Alice can whip up a quick meal for you, right, Alice?
Of course. Maybe an omelet.
But what about the shrimp? I'm dying to try some.
I'm sorry, Bob, but there's none left. There's some leftover onion soup from yesterday if you'd like that. If not, I can fry some eggs or make that omelet.
I'm afraid I finished off the soup and had the eggs for my midnight snack.
Well, Bob, you can see who does all the eating in this house. I'll just pop a TV dinner into the microwave oven and you can have dessert and coffee with us when you finish.
Repeat. No minority in the States is powerless. All radicals find the democratic system useless. His desire for power is limitless. After what he'd done, I was speechless. Acting like a jerk can make a person friendless.
Repeat. To be honest, I'm not knowledgeable on the subject. The weather these days has been very changeable. Most people like to look desirable. The government tried to find a solution that was workable. Studying for final exams is advisable. People try to buy products that are durable.
Repeat. Searching for votes, politicians use their shrewdness. The nearness of the election caught people by surprise. Some politicians try to achieve greatness. Toughness is something needed in public life. Kindness is more important than wealth.
There's a likeness among members of his family. Computers have lost their newness. There's too much sadness in the world. The city is known for its friendliness. Some people just can't find happiness. This is the end of Lesson 7.